The number one stat I look at is how much treatment is presented and accepted yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the reason why that is because if you don't present enough treatment and you don't get enough accepted in the month prior, your month after, you're not going to know how you're going to be doing.
This is Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast where we ask the question, what does growth in dentistry look like to you? I'm Katie Polson, a dental hygienist and your host. Welcome to another episode of Growth in Dentistry. I'm your host, Katie Polson, and we are just so excited to have our special guest today. And I'm going to have my little friend here, Diane Auger. I've never had her on a podcast with me, so I'm excited for her to co-host. I reached out to her and said, hey, I'm looking for someone who knows morning huddle and KPIs and is stellar. And she said, I know the person to talk to. So she's going to introduce him. Before we get started, I just wanted to, again, just remind you about joining our Facebook Dental Intelligence community. Come join like-minded data nerds and come have fun with each other and chat about numbers. It's a good time in there. And also please go and rate and review our podcast. We read every one of them. We are so grateful for the reviews that we get. They help the podcast a lot. So again, this is Diane Auger. She is in business development here at Dental Intel. She's got a serious background. She's a hygienist like me. So we're kindred spirits in that mind. And she has worked in a lot of different places, including with this lovely man here. So go ahead and introduce him for me, would you?
Yes, of course. And thank you so much for having us and having me. And you're right. It was when you said who, I said Gary Katie. For sure. And, you know, this is an amazing man. He has had more than 20 years of an experience working to empower dentists. Next Level Practice founder and CEO Gary Katie understands the challenges the dentists have facing growing their practices. That is why Gary Katie created Next Level Practice and the Complete Health Model. This is to give the tools that dentists need to retain their patients, skyrocket case acceptance, which we all know is really hard to do, and become even more profitable than ever. Now, with the right systems in place, dentists can expand their reach, hiring associates, updating equipment and facilities, acquiring additional locations and implementations of the latest dental technology. Now, that's where DI comes into play. Even better, they can lead the dental field and they can become the most sought after, referred to, and respected doctors in their areas. We are so excited to have this legendary leader on our podcast today. He is not only known for his work in dentistry, but he's also a best-selling author. One of my favorite books is Raise Your Healthy Deserve Level. Now, when I was reading this book, I thought, oh, no way. I don't know what understand what he's talking about. Yet, I gained a really great perspective. It's not just what I deserve as a hygienist and as a team member. I raised my level of deserve in a healthy way to the next level in life, in my work, in my love, in my life. This book is one of the books that you really need to add to your top books to read this year. You know, sometimes in life, it's hard to find someone's purpose and joy. And I believe that one doesn't just find it, one creates it. And the trick to sum that purpose up is kind of doing it in an elevator pitch. And here's mine. My purpose is to create the extraordinary experience in all that I do. And with that being said, let's create an extraordinary experience for your team so they can create it in their own life, workplace, and bring it out to the community. Gary taught me how to have my purpose. He also taught me never doubt that a small band of people can change the world. And in fact, it's the only thing that ever has. With that being said, it is my privilege to have Gary Katie here with me today. And Gary, welcome.
Thank you, Diane. That's some introduction. I love the purpose of being extraordinary. And that really sets the, you know, I always think leadership, part of what leadership is really setting the standard for what you expect from the group of people that you lead. And you set that today for Katie and I. So thank you very, very much for that beautiful intro. Katie, you'd be Katie if we got married.
I know.
I actually think that I mean, like, I love my husband, but to be Katie would be really cool.
Let me tell you something. Katie Square would be like super cool. That's like ultimate millennial right there, right there.
I mean, yeah, if you have kids, Gary, you really missed the mark if you didn't name them Katie. So
exactly.
Apparently I'm spelling it wrong because I'm K-A-T-I-E and your last name is K-A-D-I.
So. Well, that's what makes it really cool, because that's like, you know, it's really hip that way, you know, and you're not from California. Like, that would be truly Californian right there, you know, because they know how to spell names very uniquely. So that's cool. But I'm super crazy pumped to be here with the DI team. You know, DI changed my life as a business development consultant, literally changed my life. So like docs out there that are listening, or hygienists, I call hygienists high geniuses. Because, you know, look, here's the bottom line here. When dentistry before loops, and then you put loops on, it's a different world. The equivalent of loops for me as a business development specialist and an advisor to top practitioners all across North America was the day I met Weston, Clay, Curtis, and the team at Dental Intel, because that's when I could see, and I didn't have to pull data points, and I wasn't dealing with lagging data. I was dealing with leading data that allowed me to help my clients get ahead of the curve, remove crisis, and do three things. This is what our company does: debt freedom, frustration freedom, and time freedom. That's what you get when you root your work using analytics. And we're going to unpack that a little bit today. I understand, Katie.
Yep. Yes, we are. That's why you're here. I'm excited to talk about it. And the reason why we're bringing up Morning Huddle is because this is our last episode in this Morning Huddle series, and it's entitled The Best 15 Minutes of Your Day. And yep. So we're going to start off with that. But in our Morning Huddle, those of you that have ever used our Morning Huddle in our growth platform know that it is just chock full of KPIs. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is kind of the key metrics that you track in your Morning Huddle. So I'm sure that you're going to give us so much information. It's going to be like drinking from a fire hose. So let's get into it. What do you think, Gary, is the most important? Like, why do you think Morning Huddle is so important to a team?
Well, I think it's really important to get centered and aligned and grounded and prepared. You know, one of my coaches is Bo Eason, and he was an NFL player, and he talks about the people that get to the Hall of Fame do two things: they prepare and they recover. And in preparation, if you invest 15 minutes a day, like, you know, I talk to, you know, people have an opportunity to talk to me direct because I block my schedule out for 10 hours a month and I give a half hour to people. And 9 out of 10 people say, I either don't do a morning huddle or the morning huddle I have is horrible and we hate going to it.
That is very telling. And that's just kind of why we want to talk about it, because I know whenever we bring up the morning huddle, we get this kind of like eye roll or a sigh, or like, we've done that, we've been there. And so let's not talk about it again. So, what do you think, I guess, what can be done again about making that morning huddle better?
Yeah, I think the first thing to do, and we found this, is if you don't have a clear purpose, mission, vision, and values for your company as a practice, and I can't tell you how many dentists go, what is your vision, purpose, and values? And it's like, to be comfortable with high technology and make people la la la. And it's like vanilla. It's like, you need to stand for something, because if you're just going work and going through the motions, when, you know, this great, great wise person said, when you stand for nothing, you fall for everything.
That came through my head right before you said that. I was like, just like Hamilton.
It's because you're a Katy Perry fan, because it's in her song.
Yes.
When you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. And that's part of the problem in today's world. That's why recruiting is a problem for people, because they're just going through the motions. And by the way, I have such compassion and empathy for dentists, because they were not set up to run their business. And they weren't trained on these things in dental school. It's not their fault, right? They have great, you know, to us, dentists are heroes. Why? Because they have to be great clinicians and they have to be great entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And the companies like DI and Next Level, who take life and make it simple, take the complexity out of life and make it simple, that allows them to be great clinicians. And that's the game here, right? But the number one thing is, if your practice doesn't have purpose, if it doesn't have something that you stand for, I'll give you an example here just so you can start wrapping around. On a good day, we save smiles. On a great day, we change lives. See, if you, there's four levels of dentistry: emergency dentistry, maintenance dentistry, optimal dentistry, and complete health dentistry. So there's four levels. You know, if you're an emergency dentistry, you're churning, you're yanking teeth, you're churning, you know, doing low level reactive dentistry. If you're in maintenance, you have a hygiene department and you might be doing bloody profies. If you're an optimal dentist, you're doing whole body, you know, you're educating from, you know, a different place. You're not doing bloody profies. You're, when we look at the statistics, Katie, your perio percentage is in the 30s, not in the single digits.
Yeah.
Right. So like all these numbers that we're going to talk about today indicate the type of dentistry you do. And if you want to elevate the type of dentistry, the highest level is when you get into changing people's lives, extending people's lives, offering them longevity. We invented a brand of dentistry called Complete Health Dentistry. It's where, when the value proposition is at its highest, Katie, the value that's being communicated to the patient is way more. So they understand the value. And that's why you can increase three things. There's three ways to build your practice. And I call it my care system. So you told me, Gary, I want to take away for everybody. CARE stands for an acronym. CA is case acceptance. R is patient retention. And E is the experience position of new patients. You fill with new patients, that's last. If you don't take the boat and fix the boat where the leaks are, then you're going to be throwing, the old model is throw new patients into the boat and the boat's just drowning. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love that. You fill with new patients last, which is, it flips it on its head. So many people focus on that first. Yep. Yeah, I love it. Well, let's move into what do you think are the most important key metrics in a morning huddle to track with your team?
Well, you know, look, I can just click on, you know, I can click on, thank you, DI. I can click on my Starbucks cup on the on the left-hand side and I'm cranking it, you know, all the things that I need. Now I could edit those metrics, but the first thing I like to do is, where am I month to date? Just a quick overview of, like, you know, if I'm halfway through the month and my goal is 200,000, you know, in real time, my team and I know that we need to be at least 100,000. And if I'm taking a week off, I need to be at 2/3 the way home. So it gives me, like, all right, where am I in the month? Because most dentists and practice owners do it in a lagging sense, way downstream at the end of the month, at the end of the year, way too late. You want to move things forward. And that's the thing I love about DI, because, Katie, the cycle of getting peace, all of our doctors want frustration freedom, time freedom, and debt freedom. We have doctors, Katie, that will not take vacation when they first come to us. Like, they'll get on this call that I'm offering and they'll go, I go, what is your vacation days? And they go, oh, I haven't taken a vacation in 2 years. I go, why? They go, I'm afraid to come back to this, you know, if I'm going to go bankrupt or a Swiss cheese, you know, schedule and all this stuff. And you can actually fix that using your data points in your morning huddle. The thing I would be looking at, the number one stat I look at, is how much treatment is presented and accepted yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the reason why that is because if you don't present enough treatment and you don't get enough accepted in the month prior, your month after, you're not going to know how you're going to be doing.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So this gives our doctors peace of mind and actually allows them to take, we'll move somebody from, like, no weeks off to 4 weeks to 8 to 12.
Wow. Yeah. That's
sorry for interrupting.
No, I was just saying, that's really, really powerful. Those of you that listen to the podcast know my dad was a dentist, and he had this saying all the time that was, when my hands aren't in somebody's mouth, I'm not making any money. And he took one vacation a year because he was this old school dentist. Right. Yep. And I love to hear that.
Yeah. And guess what? Because here's what we're really giving people when we use Dental Intel and a person who can guide them, because Dental Intel is a scale. It's like giving a fat guy a scale. Like, he knows he's fat, but you need to know, you also need the nutritionist and you need the exercise coach to change behaviors.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why it's been a perfect partnership where DI gives us the scale and gives it to us in real time. And then, you know, we've done 6,000 practices in North America, Canada, the Caribbean, over 25 years. So you're dealing with somebody who's like, didn't wake up yesterday and is trying to piece this system together. It's a systematic process, step by step, that allows the dentist to have certainty and control. The two products that we deliver and DI delivers, certainty and control. And when you have certainty and control, you have peace and freedom. Because then you can then cause the outcome that you want for time and money.
You know, I have something that really struck me when you said that. Because when you are in a huddle and you're with your team, and then as a hygienist or any team member, when you have control and you have certainty in your schedule and you know what's going to happen during the day, it just gives peace of mind. Yep. So, you know, what do you think are the immediate benefits of the team knowing their KPIs, Gary?
Yeah, well, this is a big missing. And number one thing that happens, and I when Dental Intel was originally founded, the biggest challenge that they had was getting team buy-in. And so here's the problem with team owning their numbers. They don't want to own them because here's the thing. 75% of team members are humanist methodicals. Humanist methodicals don't do numbers. You have to reframe them and you have to put skin in the game. If you do not do that, they do not embrace owning numbers. So you're just going to sit there. It's going to be you, your spouse, and your team leader looking at numbers, and your team's going to go, no way. So let me tell you how we flip the script here. Do you want to know that?
Yes.
This is
the key.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's the way you do it. And by the way, this also goes for the team members that don't like to train and develop themselves. Here's the gap. The doctor, spouse, and the team leader, that's usually the people we have. 85% of our clients are those three who come to us. They are, their threshold for risk, reward, and reality and facts is they have a high threshold for that. The team members are playing not to lose. So you have two groups of people, the doctor, spouse, and team leader. And then you have the team, you have the employer-employee mentality. Employer is high risk threshold, play the game to win. Then you have, so let's say you're playing golf. It's the low score that wins, the owners. The employees are playing on a football field. They're defending against new initiatives and the facts because they're playing not to lose their job. So if the numbers are going down, they're going, poo. That's my nice way of saying,
yeah,
go in the blank, poo. You know, my numbers are going down. I'm going to get fired. And so how do you flip the script? Well, here's the way we do it. It's in my book, Million Dollar Dentistry, and it's available here, Million Dollar Dentistry. I wrote this, in 2006, and it's in its ninth edition. You reverse engineer time and money. So let's just say you want to do $1 million. You're one doctor, one hygiene practice. That means the doctor has to do 5,000 a day. The hygienist needs to do 1,200 to 1,500 a day. It also means that you have to present 7,500 a day at 67% case acceptance to get 5,000 a day accepted. If it's not accepted, it's not going to show up downstream. Got it so far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, by the way, this is taking 6 weeks off, these numbers. So I block out 6 weeks. I put these metrics in. We reverse engineer how much they need to do daily. And then we put that daily number over the team member. So the appointment coordinator has to fill the schedule to 5,000 and 1,200. The treatment coordinator needs to present 7,500 a day and get 5,000 accepted a day. The assistant has to drive the doctor's schedule. They're the co-pilot to get 5,000 a day. And then the hygienist does 1,200 a day plus educates the patient to do 7,500 out of his or her room. Yeah. Now, what we did was we took what the owner's numbers are, mapped them out, and now we have daily outcomes, not only per day, but by position. Then we Scooby snack them, Katie and Diane. You gotta dopamine this thing. If you don't dopamine this thing, people don't do things consistently without dopamine. So you reward the daily outcome, and we have them rewarded per day, but it's only paid out when we collect 85,000 for the day. So it's a triple win bonus. The patient gets all the care they need. The team member focuses in on what they have to be accountable for. And then the practice owner wins because you're collecting $85,000 and now everybody wins.
And you also know, 6 weeks off.
And yeah, you get six weeks off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, at least 35% profit. So you're doing $350,000 on a million.
That's insane.
See, and you know, the thing that I really like about this theory is I'm competitive. And so I'm like the humanist, methodical, competitive. And so if you put that little Scooby snack in front of me, oh, I'm going for it, 110%. But it's really important to know what your team members, that is part of their persona, is that they are competitive. And so Gary has this way of taking each team member, making their value and raising their deserve level so that they're able to be successful. And that's what I really like about that. Gary, tell us just a little bit about like how you do that, like how you identify.
Yep. Well, Diane keeps going back to my second book, which is Raise Your Healthy Deserve Level. This is the sequel to the first one, because here's what would happen. We would blow up practices. Like I have practices, it's not unheard of to do 300, 400,000 more. And that's very conservative. I have, you know, two doctor practice doing $600,000 more because it's already there. See, the numbers are already inside the practice.
Right.
And once you look at plugging the retention problem, because the average person coming back is somewhere around 25% twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very low. So think about this old school model. 75% of people only come back on average like 1-point-something times. So if you get them to come back twice, and let's just say you're a PPO practice, 150 each visit, that's $300. Then when you put a good case acceptance system in and get 67% case acceptance, Katie and Diane, that's the average of a crown and a buildup. Let's just call it 1,000 on PPO. 1,000 plus 300 is 1,300. You have 2,000 patients. That's $2.6 million with no new patients in it, friends. Zero. Yeah. And so I don't have people coming to me in my half hour that I offer them and they go, Gary, you know, I tried to fix my retention and my case acceptance. They come to me and go, what do I do on social media? What do I do for my website? What do I do for this? And I'm like,
nothing.
Let's take you do nothing. You know, and they're like spending their whole time, energy and effort and money on the external market. And all I do is I go, look, in our half hour, I'm going to pull up your data. If you allow us to plug in, I'll do a snapshot. I'll show you where money is hidden in plain sight. It is hidden in plain sight, and you can do it through helping people. It's not about selling people things. It's about really helping them understand the value of it so that they come back twice and they invest in a crown and a build up.
Yes, I love that. And it's top of mind because when we've been in it, it's not like we're purposely trying to not give them the care that they need. It's just we diagnose it. They don't do it. We move on to the next one, you know, and it's just gone. And so that's the power of the morning huddle. Gosh, Diane, I am so grateful that you brought Gary on. I have learned so much. It's been such a blast. And I wish we'll do it again because we're just tipping the iceberg here. Our last question is a question that we ask to every single person on our podcast. And it is, what does growth in dentistry look like to you, Gary, Katie?
Wow. Thank you for asking me that question. I care deeply about people and the experience they have in life. My purpose is to give freedom to people, the freedom to be, do, and have whatever they want. So for me, success looks like whatever success is for the people that we get to serve. So for some people, it's making more profit. For some people, it's spending more time with their kids. For some people, it's having 20 practices. And if whatever makes people joyful and happy and fulfilled is what I stand for, what I believe in, and what brings me joy.
I love that. That's such a great answer. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man and we're just so grateful that we could have some of it. This has been Growth in Dentistry, a Dental Intelligence podcast. Again, special thanks to our guest, Gary Katie. Diane, will you share his information on how to reach him?
So I was going to tell you, you know, the first time I met Gary, I said, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity in working with you. And he said, it's not really an opportunity. It is, but it's a mission. And so, you know, if you want your mission to be raised to the next level, talk to Gary. You know, and the way that you do that is you just go to nextlevelpractice.com And you'll see schedule a consultation. And you can meet with Gary directly, or you could just email him at info@nextlevelpractice.com and just explore what you really want in your practice, your mission, your purpose, your values. Just explore it.
Perfect.
Ask Gary the hard questions. And thank you again, Gary, for being here.
Thanks.
And Katie, thanks for having me here.
Thank you. You can find those links also on our webpage at dentalintel.com or in the show notes, along with Million Dollar Dentistry and Raise Healthy Deserve Level. So thank you so much. And thank you, Diane, for joining me. And thanks to our marketing department for all your work on this podcast. I'm Katie Polson. Keep growing.